in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
The following is a paid presentation.
Hello, good morning. I'm used to having, actually, good afternoon, Michael. I'm used to having Robin Berardini with us. Robin Berardini is on a little sabbatical, well-deserved. This is Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert, KSRO, every Thursday at 12:30, hanging out with my good friend Michael. We're live streaming this on Facebook, so if you like our Facebook fan page, just log in and you can see us, and we have a very special guest. She's a little nervous. This is our practice administrator, Dion, and... Go ahead, Dion. Say hello to the...
Hello.
It's Sonoma County, and Dion is our practice administrator. So we're trying something new. We're on Facebook streaming live, and we're recording this. And also, you can go to KSRO, their webpage, and you can hear other previous shows. But also, we're putting it on our Facebook so that you can see us live and what we're doing in studio. So thank you all for listening. And I was just talking to Kathy Slack, who is one of the stars of the Pointless Sisters, who's our representative here at Sonoma's KSRO. And she's told me that we've been here for over 10 years. So thank you, Kathy. She's in the studio with us as well. So today we have Dion here, and we were thinking, what are we going to do with Robin gone? Usually Robin's feeding me questions and so forth. So I'm going to kind of be Robin and Dr. Tom. I'm going to be my dual personality. And we have Dion here, and we're going to chat about, what are we chatting about, Dion?
We're chatting about the face.
We're chatting about the face. So for those of you who don't know Dion, this is Dion Caldwell Foster. She's been a resident here in Sonoma County for many years, worked in a host of sundry different careers, recently with the dental offices, dental industry, and we've been very lucky the last 3 years. She has been our practice administrator at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers here in Santa Rosa. And so part of Dion's job, besides keeping track of me and keeping control of me, which is a little hard to do, I know, right, Dion? Is that hard?
A little,
okay. Anything you see on the radio, Dion, will not be held against you, okay? So anyways, Dion is supposed to be in charge of me, keeping control of me, is that she listens to patients and when they come in and does some of our preliminary consultations. When you come to see us at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center, all of the consultations are complimentary. That means they're free because we don't want to interfere with education, and that's most important. If we educate you and we're the right people for you, then that works out beautiful. If we're not the right fit, that's okay too, but we've helped educate you, and that's why we've been on KSRO for the last 10 plus years doing Ask the Expert. So again, thank you to all the listeners. So Dion, we were just recently down in Marina Del Rey with our team, okay, and I was presenting and moderating at the 6th annual Advanced Aesthetic Cosmetic Dermatology meeting, and we were talking about fillers and about what to do on the face. So when a patient comes into our office and they're sitting down, maybe they're new to the game, and let's say they're in their 30s, 40s, or 50s, and they're talking to what about their face, what are their biggest concerns?
Usually loss of volume.
Loss of volume.
Loss of volume, deflation. I guess the most common would be, I don't have any cheeks. I don't feel like I have cheeks. I feel sunken underneath my eyes. I look tired all the time.
Okay, so you can tell that Dion has been in the industry a little too long because she says loss of volume. I don't know if my patients say I have loss of volume, but definitely they tell you that. Wow, we've been educating them. I like that. Thank you, KSRO. So awesome. That's great, Dion. So what I would say is that patients, a couple of the key things that I heard you say, Dion, is they say they look tired.
Okay. Yes.
And so what, you know, when they get into the specifics of their face and they say they look tired, what are those areas that they're kind of concerned about?
Underneath their eyes.
Underneath their eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the hollow under the eyes.
Yes.
What would you say is sort of, I know we see patients who maybe even in their 20s who genetically have kind of hollowing under the eyes, and we see people even in their 80s, which is awesome, and a couple of 90s, right?
Yes.
But where do you think, what's sort of our sweet spot in terms of the most of the patients that come in? How old are they, do you think, that come for that concern? I'm looking tired.
I think 35, 45.
45 to 45.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say maybe they're kind of geared towards make some of the oldest in the office. I'm definitely seeing them in their 50s.
Yes.
That's one of their concerns. So what Dion, what you've described for us, and thank you for pointing that out, is that patients complain about being tired. And Dion said that patients come in, I can't believe that. They said, I've lost volume in my face. So they're pretty astute when they walk in. So I always mention that when we look at our high school graduation photos, Dion, most of us were thinner and our faces were really full. Dion, you being mostly Northern European, did you feel your face was full when you were younger or too full when you were younger?
I felt it was too full.
You felt it was too full. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting because I thought it was more of an ethnic thing, me being Chinese Greek, but mostly looking Chinese growing up in Detroit, Michigan. And using the word ethnic, if you will, I really didn't like my face. I thought, oh my God, look at my fat Asian face, you know, because we all want to be something we're not, right? I wanted to be a blonde hair, blue eyed beach boy, and that wasn't going to happen, you know. But I thought, boy, my face is really heavy, even though I was skinny as a stick. Oh my God, I was really skinny. And so, even you being Northern European and all, you felt that your face was a little too big. Now we know that that was a sign of what?
Youthfulness.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a sign of beautiful youthfulness. In our studio today is Adele Bonilla, who is our medical assistant, who's Latina heritage and a young gal, and you can just see her beautiful full cheeks. And I'm looking at that kind of longingly, like, ugh, I want those cheeks back, right? So Dion is what pointed out is that as we lose volume in our face, we begin to become hollowed under our eyes, right, Dion?
Yes.
And so what happens is that when the light, which is usually above us, the sun or the fluorescent light in an office, when it comes down onto our face, as it hits that area that's deflated, the light reflection tends to hit that area and then bounce down to the floor. And so our eyes tend to look dull, okay?
Yes.
Also, again, Dion, very astutely, has pointed out, our patients say they've lost volume as we lose volume in our forehead. So again, our listeners can't see it, and she's not on camera for our live streaming. If they were to look at Adele, our very young Latina medical assistant, is that she has a full forehead versus my bonier forehead, my 60-plus-year-old forehead, right? And so what happens is that our brows drop, and as our brows drop, it adds like a hooding over our eyes, and so we see shadowing, right?
Absolutely.
And so with that, what happens is that our eyes look tired. So what do you usually recommend when you put on your doctor hat? You know, here I am, Dr. Foster, cosmetic surgeon. What would you tell them?
I don't know if I'd go that far. But I usually recommend Restylane under their eyes, or a filler,
mm-hmm.
or Juvederm under the competitor, the
okay.
Allergan family.
Okay.
I would also recommend some filler in their temple area, and maybe some filler in their eyebrow area to lift the eyebrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Dion was just describing a couple of the filler names, and I don't want to confuse the listening audience. There's some nuances between the different fillers. We can use many of the different fillers out there in the same area, but that's where you come to us for our expertise, where we can tell you one might be better than another in certain areas of the face. So fillers are a hyaluronic gel. The actual real term is hyaluronic acid, but it's actually a sugar gel, and it's ubiquitous in the world, in living animals. It's a natural component of our collagen and so forth. And so what it does is it's obviously made sterilely. It's FDA approved, and through tiny little needles or through blunt tip needles called cannulas, we can inject them in different areas. And so what Dion has described, if I can sort of explain it again, is that she would recommend placing some filler underneath the eyes. And I would agree with that. That's an area that works very well. As part of that, you also want to not just inject it under the eyes, but we also want to put it in the cheek area, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So for those of you, if you're on our Facebook live stream right now, and you'll see that Dion looks like a very fit young lady. Dion was also a spin instructor here. Many of our listeners may know Dion from her teaching at many of the gyms here, the health clubs here, as a spin instructor. So she's got about 0% body fat. And so that's an area that you struggle with personally, right, is losing volume in your face.
Absolutely.
Right. And so what we would do is we would take some filler color and put it not only under the eyes, but in the cheek area. And have we done that for you?
Yes, you have.
Okay. That's okay, Dionne, relax. We're doing great on the radio here. And did you notice a difference?
I did. I feel I look more youthful, and I also like it. It's a very natural look.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so that's the key. I think that if we keep things looking natural, that's what most patients want, right? Most don't want the plastic look, if you will.
Absolutely.
So, Dionne, that was pretty good. Why would you inject filler in the temple area?
I think that, well, for me personally, that's been a loss of volume. And also will pull up a little bit on the cheek area. Gives your face a youthful look.
Okay, well, you know, that's actually really great. That's a good point. So somebody might say, well, so what if I lose volume in my temple area? Okay, so for those who have that, and they tend to be, well, for those people who have that, they know that really bothers them. They will describe it to us as almost like a skeletal look, okay?
Yes.
They looking gaunt, and that the temple areas, and I'm pointing for the Facebook people right here, looks hollowed out. So, Dionne, you've mentioned putting filler in there. You're absolutely correct. By putting filler in there, it actually not only helps to soften the appearance of the face, it actually lifts the eyebrows up a little bit by millimeters, which is all we need usually. It's just millimeters of change. And also pulls up the cheek area. So that's really key. What was really great, I could tell you that you've learned a lot here in the last 3 years working with us, that you mentioned putting filler in the upper eyebrow area. And that works really great. By just adding a little bit of filler, it's an immediate effect. What's nice about fillers is it's an immediate effect, is that it does help to lift up our eyebrows, okay? And that's without Botox or Dysport. And so that works very well. So I think those are really great. What you've described, Dionne, is sort of the, if you will, is a triad of how we would approach people whose eyes look tired, by putting filler directly underneath the eye, building up the cheeks is one area, the temple area is the second area, and then putting it in the upper eyebrow area. So I think that you were spot on. So thank you for that. I'm going to actually get a little one from here. Michael, I need some guidance from you, because I don't have Robin Verdini here to tell me when we need a break here. Are we time to go to break? So we're going to go to break right now, and then we will come back in, as we had promoted on Facebook. We're actually going to be talking about the jawline. We have our special guest, Dionne Foster, who is our practice administrator, the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. We have two locations, one in Santa Rosa. Oh, that's what Robin does for me. I don't usually do this. Santa Rosa. Actually, we have three locations, Santa Rosa, Napa, and we now have an outreach program in Maui, right? If you have any questions or concerns, you can call us at 707-542-8346. That's 707-542-8346. Or go online to drwaltertom.com. So please just check in with us, or you can go to Facebook. And for those of you who are on our live streaming, hi again. Thank you so much for being here. So we just got done talking about fillers, and Dionne, thank you for mentioning that. It's one of the biggest concerns that our patients have, is that their eyes look tired.
Yes.
So what is another area that they talk about?
The jawline, or...
Do they call it the jawline, or what do they call it?
Jowls.
Okay.
I feel very jowly.
About jowly, okay. Mm-hmm. And both men and women?
Yes.
Both men and women.
Yes,
now,
absolutely.
If you're like young Michael, our young producer, you can grow a beard, and I'm very jealous of them. I have hair follicle envy on that. I cannot, so I've got to take care of these jowls. That is a common complaint, is it?
Yes, it
okay.
is. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the non-surgical way of dealing with the jawline. So I don't want to be disingenuous. If you need a if you need a facelift, in other words, the jowls are severe, they're really hanging down, what we can do is not going to make a big enough difference. And we will refer you to many good facial plastic surgeons that we have in the area, and I'm happy to do that. That's what you will need. But when people come into you, Dionne, can you tell me if you mention that you might need a facelift, what's the reaction that you get most of the time?
Most of the time is that I'm not ready for a facelift. What can I do that's non-surgical?
Non-surgical. Okay. And so I'm going to put you on the spot now, so don't get too nervous here. don't get too nervous. What do you kind of recommend before they meet with the nurses or with me?
As far as the jawline?
The jaws. The jowls or the jawline, correct.
I would recommend filler for the jawline. I just recently had it myself.
Right.
And as most patients say to me, I'm feeling jowly. Right. So was I. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Dr. Walter Tom, for putting filler in my jawline. It's more defined. It's pulled back a little bit. I don't have as many lines. No downtime, no discomfort. And I like the natural look. Right. So that's what I can share with my or the patients that come in today.
Great. And so we were lucky enough. We were actually, again, we're sort of, this is our new little niche is the Facebook live streaming. We actually did just do that live streaming. Yes. It was last Saturday, actually. Yes. And we appreciate those who were listening at about 6 p.m. at night. That's how long these conferences go to. So Dion, along with Mary, our lead nurse, and Nicole Pastorino, who is our patient coordinator, we were down there at the meeting. And we were live streaming, and you were our guinea bunny. You were our live model, right, as I performed filler in that area. So talking about the jowls and the jawline, again, if you need a facelift or a lower facelift or a mini lift, we will tell you that is your best option and make a referral if that's what you would desire. If you're wanting to go more along the non-surgical ways, then I'm going to backtrack a little bit to our first part of the segment of the show, Dion, and you talked about putting filler in the cheeks, right, and helping with the eyes.
Yes.
So that's kind of in my mind. I call that when we teach our nurses how to, new nurses who join our team, I call that the money spot. Okay. When you put volume in the cheeks, and I'm going to do this on for Facebook and sort of in this area right here, and of course you can't see that if you're just listening to live radio right now, but when you put it on our cheekbone, right in that area there, what that does is it improves the reflection surface for the light hitting that area and bouncing up into our eyes and making our eyes brighter, making our eyes look less tired. Okay, so that's number one. But when we put volume in our cheeks in this area, as we did for you in your cheek area, Dion, what that does is it helps to pull up the face.
Exactly.
Okay, and so that is going to improve the jowls. And we've done that kind of over the last 3 years for you, right?
Yes, you have.
And you found some improvement in the jowls. It doesn't erase it, but you found some improvement. Would
I
you
have.
Agree with that? You
Absolutely.
Have. Okay. Were you wanting for more than what we could do by just putting volume in your cheeks?
No, I like the volume in my cheeks.
You did? You didn't want more?
A little bit more volume.
No, not volume, but improvement is what I meant.
A little bit
She's
more.
Afraid to say the wrong thing here. Okay. No, you're doing great. So, as people see improvement, I call it escalating expectations. You've
yes.
heard me use that phrase.
Yes.
Once we see improvement, then we want a little bit more. Okay, can I, I'd like a little more improvement. Well, then maybe you need a facelift. Well, I don't want a facelift, right? Isn't that
exactly.
what they say? What do I want to do?
Right.
So we went searching for that. So I would agree with you, Dion. Putting more volume in the cheeks, we can certainly do that. But, we don't want to make someone like you, who's very slender, look like a chipmunk, right? That's not the look you're looking for. You want a natural look. So we kind of revolumize your cheek area. And then what we do at that point is we had to look for something else. What else could we do? Okay. So what I researched this, going to these conferences, listening to other injectors, experts in the field, is came up with a technique which I'm extremely happy with in what we did live streaming for you, mm-hmm. right? And that's where we inject filler along the jawline, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so for those, what does that mean? So we freeze up the skin so you don't feel anything with a little lidocaine local anesthesia. Make just a tiny little puncture in the skin just below the jawline, mm-hmm. okay? Then I introduce a blunt tip needle called a cannula and hooked up with some filler, and we run it along our jawline. So we run it from that little hole back towards the angle of our jaw, and we run it towards the chin, okay?
Yes.
And then you have to rely on our artistic eye knowing where to put a little bit more here, a little less here, and then enhancing the back or the back of your jaw. And by doing that, we can definitely define the jawline more. Yes, she
absolutely.
Says. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we did that for you when on Saturday,
we
right?
We did do it on
okay.
Saturday.
Okay, and so did anyone notice?
Well, Dr. Tom, Mary, and Nicole noticed.
Okay, so he noticed. Actually,
the room of doctors noticed
that. That was
they were amazed.
I'm going to drop a name here. Dr. Patrick Bitter Jr., who is one of the giants in the field, he was really amazed. He really loved the technique, and that made me feel really good. But I'm hoping actually not two people noticed because we want the natural look. We want to do this sort of under the radar, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that worked well. For those of you who are interested in contacting our office, our phone number is 707-542-8346, 707-542-8346, or you can go online at drwaltertom.com. So we have our special guest, Dionne Foster. Hi, Dionne.
Hello.
Hello, Dionne's making it. She's got the last part of the segment, who is our practice administrator. We're talking about injecting filler on the jawline to give her a more defined jawline. And she was our beautiful live model down at a meeting in Marina Del Rey just on last Saturday. And so when we were at break, Kathy Slack asked, was there any bruising? Did you have any bruising?
No, I did not.
Okay, so we're pretty lucky there was no bruising. A little bit of tenderness, I'm expecting.
A little bit. I felt a little sore.
A little sore, okay. Did it keep you from eating at dinner that night when we all went out for dinner?
Oh, no, it did not.
Okay. Went to a great Italian restaurant. Dionne's Italian, so we made sure we got in a good Italian restaurant. So you really didn't have any downtime with this, right?
No downtime at all.
Okay. So it may be counterintuitive, but injecting filler above the jaw, along the jawline, but not below on the neck area, by enhancing that area, that pulls up the skin, that helps to soften the jowls. Mm-hmm. We did put a little bit of filler in front of the jowls, so we put a little bit right in front of the jowl area. Mm-hmm. And the other area, the trick, is injecting at the angle of the jaw. So if you go by your ears and you drop your fingers down, and don't, if you're doing this, if you're driving, just use one hand. If you're touching the angle of your jawline, that's the angle. We want to add more volume there, which pulls back. And do we have a question? I'm sorry, from, what is our question here?
Can you talk about
the necklines. Okay, so somebody asked if we could talk about the neckline. So we always say that people want more. So what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to set it up maybe for one of our future ones. One of the other treatments that we are now offering at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center are threads. Okay, and we can put in threads which can help to pull on the jawline, which will improve the jowl area even more, and we can put them in the necklines as well. We're here towards the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. It's not what I usually do as the host, but Michael, we're going to take it away, and thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.